Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome and good morning. Good morning. This is another edition of Empowerment 365 from Marvin Roan. And I am Marvin Roan, your host. And we will begin our day with gratitude. Today we will begin our day with forgiveness. We will practice humility. And we will work on ourselves. And if you would, just for a moment, take the time out of your life to consider how you're living. Consider how you think. Think about the type of person that you are. Are you possessive? Are you angry? Are you sad? What kind of person are you? And as we begin to practice empowerment and motivation and working on ourselves, what we start with every day here is the Empowerment Pledge. This pledge is not to me, Marvin Roan, or to anyone else, but it's to yourself. And this pledge just simply says, I work on myself. I work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. I will, with support and assistance, strive to develop the tools necessary for me to become a better person. I will welcome growth within myself by acknowledging that I am becoming better every day, just one day at a time. And this process is just working on yourself one day at a time. Just thinking about how your life is and how you want your life to be. Letting go of some things in the past. And living fully in the now, beginning to see yourself in a very positive way, respecting yourself, having respect for others, and just knowing who you are, and that you is the individual within, the person that sits within you and experiences your life, experiences your feelings, your thoughts, your mood, your emotions, and all of your physical activities. It is you, the individual within, that is the observer. And if you can just practice taking time with yourself to get in touch with you, to see how things are, to see that negativity is the wrong way, respect and love is good, and we must practice that, it will help us. And so today, as always with the empowerment, it is the practice of daily working on yourself. You have to say, I am working on myself. You have to think, I am working on myself. And if you practice working on your issues, your concerns, along with the empowerment tools, the I am statements, practicing every day, gratitude, humility, and forgiveness, then you can work every day toward becoming the best person that you can be today and every day. And that's what the empowerment is all about. And we want to invite you to practice every day. And this is self-help. This is an individual thing. No one else in the world but you is involved in this practice. It is your own self, your own mind, your own thoughts. And if you could take the time to sit down with yourself, learn to relax, learn to be peaceful within, practice being peaceful every day, and you got it. It's a daily practice of being peaceful, working on yourself, learning to become accountable for your thoughts and your actions and your activities, and that's what it is. And so as we become more accountable, we can begin to do the things that we know we need to do to work on ourselves, to better ourselves. And so today, let's begin with gratitude. Let's just take a deep breath in. And the practice is, when you wake up, as soon as your eyes open, just become thankful. And this practice of gratitude is allowing yourself to be thankful for the things that you do have. becoming connected with the things that allow you to experience your life, becoming thankful for your life. I am thankful for my life, the life that I have. Can you become grateful that you are alive and that you're able to think and see and hear and walk and talk? And, you know, the simple thing about that is, as long as you're living, you have a chance. And life is so beautiful, and life is so precious. But you have to start with you. You have to identify with that you to understand how important you are. You have to practice knowing that every day you're going to become the best person that you can be by focusing on yourself, focusing on your thinking, practicing daily the idea of I will work on myself. It's just as simple as that. And so as we practice gratitude, become thankful for your lungs and your heart, become thankful for your hearing and your sight, there's so many things that you can become thankful for if you just stop, think about what you do have. Think about all the benefits that you have been given in your external world. Nothing is perfect. But if you can humble yourself for a moment, removing the ego and all those things you've been taught about who you are supposed to be, the things that you are supposed to aspire to, just practice being yourself. Just leaving the identities outside. Closing your eyes, removing the masks, and getting to know yourself. Understanding your ways, humbling yourself and letting go, and relaxing. Just relax your mind. And as you humble yourself, relax your forehead. Relax your face. Relax your ears and your jaw. Let's just relax for a moment as we humble ourselves. Breathe in. And just let it go slowly. And as we continue to practice gratitude by humbling ourselves and becoming thankful for our lives, for the many benefits that we receive every day. And the most important benefit is I am alive and I have life. And you have to become thankful for that. And if you understand the value of that, then this idea begins to change all of your actions and your activities about how you see things and people within the world. And if you will humble yourself to release your ego identities and just relax. I love myself. I love myself. Humble yourself right now enough to tell yourself and think to yourself, I love you. And the you that I'm talking about is the part of you within. If you can take a few moments out of your day every day to just connect with yourself, it makes the world so much better, so very different, less hurtful, less strife. It begins to show you that once you can identify with yourself, then there are some core values that allow you to consistently humble yourself. And if you can become accountable for your actions and your thoughts and your activities, if you could practice individual core values of integrity and moral character. Not judging others. Simply trying to become the best person that you can be. Where you give no labels and titles to others. And you are no more entitled to any aspect of this earth than anyone else. Understanding that there's a space for everything here. And you humble yourself for a moment to understand that you have a space and a place here along with everyone else and everything else. Can you humble yourself that you will remove your ego self long enough to see that you are connected to everything that's here? And you are no more. You're no more. But because you are, you have to love and respect and appreciate. If you could do that, humble yourself. Bring yourself in the very present and begin to forgive. And many of us reflect on the past. And many of us live in the past, but I challenge you today to forgive yourself, to let some things go, to live fully in the moment in a very selfless way, not a selfish way. Putting others first, but not to a deficit. Understanding that there needs to be balance in every relationship. Every relationship should have balance, respect, and appreciation. And if you can humble yourself to respect others, if you can practice balance in your actions and your activities, not too little, but not too much, becoming empathetic and sympathetic for the needs of others, forgiving and letting go, taking quiet time to sit and relax, focus on and work on yourself. Begin to take time to become the best person that you could be. Letting go of the stress and enjoying life and life more abundantly. And this practice is a daily practice of working on yourself and saying, I am beautiful, but not external beauty. Now, that is important, but not as important as the beautiful person that you are on the inside. The body perishes at some point, but it is you within that lives. And if you can practice every day the I am of I am grateful, I am forgiving, I am humble, I am appreciative. And can you be thankful for your life today and every day? And this is a daily practice, just working on yourself. And that's what we have to attempt to do, as always. And so if you can continue to practice gratitude every day, if you can begin to humble yourself and forgive, practice your core values of whatever you believe in, live what you believe in, and aspire to become the best person that you can be today and every day. And so I ask you to try to identify with what and who you are and every day attempt to become the best person that you could be. This is Marvin Rowan, Empowerment Works, Empowerment 365. Join me on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. We have a lot of great things out there for you to look at and think about. And I'll end the show this way. If you would just understand and know that justice, fairness, and accountability is important, if you could be good and true to yourself, if you could respect yourself and others, and if you would practice becoming the best person that you can be, then today and every day, things begin to change. Become the example. Take care of your environment. Love on others. Peace.
Right.